the soft cavalry. Now, according to the Australian Department of Health, anxiety has become an epidemic. In fact, according to the ABS, in 2017 to 18, 3.2 million or 13.1% of Australians had an anxiety-related condition, an increase from 2014 to 15 when 2.6 million people or 11.2% had such a condition. These stats were even worse for males, as the rate of anxiety-related conditions almost doubled between 2014 to 15 and 2017 to 18 from 7.9% to a whopping 13.9%. We all know if not managed, anxiety can have a significantly detrimental impact on an individual's personal, social, and economic well-being. But what exactly is anxiety? What can we label anxiety, even with initiatives like Are You Okay Day? Why are the statistics not improving, and how can we manage our anxiety better? To answer these questions and more, we have director of the Mind Room, Michael Inglis, joining us. Mind Room is a community of psychologists, well-being and performance professionals, and mindfulness facilitators. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, Ruby. How are you going?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
Well, thanks. Looking forward to the new year. Should be fun.
Absolutely. I feel that, absolutely. So, right down to it, why do you think that anxiety rates have been increasing in the last few years?
Yeah, I find, I think the key component of these statistics that they look at is it's all self-reporting. So for me, it's a little bit difficult to kind of identify which part is it. Is there more prevalence of anxiety and mental health issues in our community? Are there more people willing to open up and report about it? And also, are they able to identify easier their symptoms than they once were due to education that we're putting through our school system and our community in itself? So it's sometimes difficult to actually identify what's what in terms of the increase versus the self-reporting.
Absolutely. And while many of us understand what the term anxiety is, what is anxiety really?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I think the difficult part I find with anxiety and kind of educating whoever the group of people I'm with or individuals in front of me in clinical settings is anxiety is a regular human emotion. So, and it's also something that's actually very functional for us. So to explain that a little bit, is anxiety is a very fear-based response, if you like. So, and it actually keeps us safe. So the reason why we look before we're crossing the road or checking the water conditions before jumping in the ocean, et cetera, why we find out the depth of a river before jumping in the holidays is because of our anxiety. So it actually keeps us safe and protects us. It's when we start talking about the mental health condition, about anxiety, it's because our system has become oversensitized, and we start worrying or fearing things that it probably don't need to or get in our way of our day-to-day functioning. So, for example, we're becoming so worried about, you know, our work performance that we can't get out of bed and go to work because we're concerned about what the feedback loop might be, or we're overly concerned about our own perfectionism about what we do in terms of work. And that's when we kind of see the more prevalent anxiety disorder as such, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think the links are? Well, I guess, what are the main links between anxiety, stress, and depression?
Yeah, good question. So, and I think stress is a word that comes up commonly as well. So again, stress is not a bad thing, but we use stress in our society in a very negative associated way, meaning if we use the word stress, it must be bad. What we don't look at is actually there's a healthy amount of stress in our lives. In fact, we actually need a bit of stress in our lives to get us going, get us functioning. So for me, who looks at a lot of performance psychology, stress is actually really good because it actually makes us perform very well. But when there's too much stress and or for too long, that's when we see other kind of mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression. But stress on its own is not a mental health condition.
Absolutely. And so last but certainly not least, how can we better manage our anxiety? Is it something that we can overcome or simply just learn to manage?
Yeah, very good. That's a good question. I mean, I think we need to know that there are different components to it. So There's genetic traits, what we're born with. There's also the household environments we grow up in that are really important to how we perceive anxiety or how we cope with anxiety. I think there are definitely coping skills, but I think the best thing to do is around education. So if we don't understand how anxiety works for us or works within us, and we actually understand what the symptoms are, then it's really hard for us to cope and manage with. I think when we're talking about the clinical components of anxiety, there are definitely ways of coping. And for me, the way I work is very much cognitive, which is the kind of the thinking patterns behind it, but also the behavioral strategies. So for me, the behavioral components of how we respond to anxiety are really important because that generally regulates the emotion a lot better.
Of course. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us, Michael. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
No problem, Rudy.
And that was sports psychologist and director of the Mind Room, Michael Inglis, talking to us about anxiety and how we can better manage our anxieties. Now, of course, it's such an important thing to be able to manage our anxiety because, you know, as Michael said, it's kind of unavoidable. It's just a part of life. For some people, it's more serious than it is for other people. But, you know, sometimes it's stress and anxiety that kind of actually gets us out of bed. But sometimes it is also what keeps us in bed. You know, it's a strange thing, anxiety. Well, unfortunately, my time has come to an end. Not forever. I'm